Let's learn more about what's developing here in our breaking news this morning with WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Glad you can visit with us on a hectic morning. Now, the ambassador was killed in a rocket attack, a fiery and a bloody attack. Where did the rockets come from?
At the very beginning of the uprising in Libya, there was concern about weapon stockpiles. When Muammar Gaddafi died, the government collapsed. These weapons were stolen, and they just dispersed all over North Africa and some into the Middle East. And there were concerns as recent as yesterday about some of these rockets being used to shoot down commercial airliners. Lo and behold, today, this rocket attack alleged, what we've heard so far, in Libya, is most likely one of those rockets that was missing. If not, it certainly was one of those rockets that came into question after the Libyan government collapsed.
So now the question, do we have enough security at our embassies and consulates around the world to protect our diplomats?
What will happen at this point is the embassies, and I spoke with a source about this a week or so ago, what happens when? In this particular situation, what happens is all of the routes that diplomats take are reviewed, all of their security entrances, exits, egress, and ingress routes are security's doubled or improved at those places. But more than anything, what happens is their schedules, who they meet with, where they do it, all of that stuff gets the once over more than several times. They get scrutinized. What they do gets more scrutiny.
It is such a moving picture that we're seeing coming from that region right now, the tension between Israel and Iran, what happened in Cairo yesterday and the ongoing violence that continues there, and now what's happening in Libya. Are they unrelated or are they part of a larger picture that maybe goes back to the Arab Spring?
It's a bigger narrative, as you allude to, that started a long time ago. You were talking earlier about the president's speech and how he was hailed in Cairo some years ago. And many people have wondered what happened to that goodwill, what happened to that interest in being a better partner with the U.S., the U.S. doing what it is that it wanted to do in Egypt. What happened is life. And one of the great journalists that I've ever known, Rob Sunday, the late Rob Sunday from CBS and ABC, told me once, democracy is a messy business. And people who are in the middle of these situations like this don't stop to think about what's right or what's wrong. They stop to think about what's on their heart at the time, and they act on it. And this is one of those situations where, as hard as the president has tried or as hard as previous presidents have tried to bring peace to that region, it's one of the most difficult propositions ever. And it's also a big reminder that State Department, ambassadors, diplomats, all of those folks are a huge part of the national security picture in this country. And they need to be regarded as such.
WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. Again, Ambassador Chris Stevens, U.S. ambassador to Libya, and three other Americans killed in a rocket attack in Libya.